VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Wen. You're now listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTube friends. I hope you're all doing well. Have you always felt like an oddball? Do you feel alone and weird despite being surrounded by people? Well, there's a good chance that you're not alone in feeling that way. Our video today takes us through why we often feel insecure and scared in society. So let's take a look at our sentence of the day. The result of what we termed as psychological asymmetry is that we almost always think of ourselves as far more peculiar, shameful, and alarming than other people we run into. 我们将这种结果称为心理认知偏差，因为我们总是认为自己比别人更特殊、更可耻、惊慌。好，那我们再回到我们的句子之前，我们先看几个 pronunciation tips。我们第一个 pronunciation tip 是 termed。So, termed, E-R-M 就是 erm, 然后最后发的音，所以是 termed, termed. 好，那我们第二个发音重点是 psychological, psychological. 前面就是 psycho, 就是疯子嘛，那所以是 psych, psych. 那后面就是 illogical.Logical 就是有逻辑性的那个 logical， 所以变成 psychological。那我们最后一个发音重点是 shameful。那 shameful 的 a 这边是发长音的 a， 那 e 就不发音，然后后面就是 ful， 所以是 shameful。所以是 shameful. 那我们再回到句子一次。The result of what we termed as psychological asymmetry is that we almost always think of ourselves as far more peculiar, shameful, and alarming than other people we run into. 好，那我们现在看到我们第一个 vocabulary。我们第一个 vocabulary 是 asymmetry。So,asymmetry 就是一个 noun， 那它的意思就是不对称的事物，因为对称的话就是 symmetry， 所以 asymmetry 就是 symmetry 的反义词。那我们这边看到一个例句， Viola likes asymmetry in her designs as it spices up her work and keeps things interesting. Viola 喜欢在自己的设计当中有不对称的部分，因为这会让她的作品更丰富且有趣。所以有人会说 design 在自己设计的里面就是不要放太多对称的东西，因为会看起来很 boring 很无聊，所以就会加一些 asymmetry， 就 asymmetrical 的元素。对，好，那我们第二个单字是 peculiar。 peculiar 是一个 adjective， 它的意思是奇怪的或古怪的，那它的同义字就是像 strange 或 weird 或 unusual 都是peculiar 的同义词。那这边有个例句， Chloe thinks she has a very peculiar taste in books, as unpopular works tend to find their way on her bookshelves. Chloe 认为她对书籍有古怪的品味，因为较不受欢迎的作品常不知不觉地出现在她书柜上。那这边 peculiar taste 就是古怪的品味的意思。好，那我们最后一个 vocabulary 是 alarming。 那 alarming 就是一个 adjective， 它就是使人惊恐的、引起恐慌的或是令人担忧的意思。那我们常常听到我们的 alarm 有很多的意思，就是有可能是闹钟或是 fire alarm， 就是火灾的警报器。那这些东西都是可能会造成人家惊恐或是担忧的东西，所以就会转换成使用词的时候就是 alarming。 好，那我们这边看到一个例句， The coronavirus cases are accumulating at an alarming rate, and people are hoping for a solution before the situation escalates further. 新冠肺炎的案子正以一个令人担忧的速度增加，因此人们正期盼在事态加剧前有个解决方案。对，那这边 accumulating 就是增加的意思，那 alarming rate 就是令人担忧的速度。And we've reached the end of today's episode. To gain a deeper understanding of psychological asymmetry, go check out the video. And meanwhile, don't forget to leave your recordings and comments. Also, this will be my last time hosting the pronunciation challenge for y'all. It's been an absolute pleasure seeing all of the hard work you guys put into improving your language skills, and it was an honor being a part of your journey. So keep on learning, everyone.I believe in all of you. And farewell. I wish you all the best in your future endeavors. Bye!